Yeah. So we spoke about yesterday where the front of the tefillin has to be and where the back of the tefillin has to be. Sai mitzad the tefillin box and sai mitzad the kesher in the back. And that should be like toiv, it should be above your bump. I don't think anyone's really doing that, right? No? You checked it today, Avi?
I'm afraid to answer. I did check it
today. It's low, right?
I made my tefillin a little smaller.
You know how to do it?
Oh, I have a box. Box is easy.
Ah, okay.
I have the square.
Square is easier than the dollar, or no?
It's easy to retie.
Oh, it is easier?
Yeah. The dollar to loosen and tighten
it is hard. It's harder.
The dollar that we have is not so easy. I never really tried it.
I mean, I if someone has long hair or short hair, then it's an issue, right? You have to keep on.
Is that?
Whenever you have a long hair, take a
short
haircut.
It's always
when you
right after you get
a haircut,
it's fine.
It's very loose.
Then
maybe
you have to come off. Well, no, but if it's going to be as loose as it's never going to be too small. So you do it now when you had a haircut, and then it'll get small.
It gets a little tighter.
Then you have to stop it. I know. If it's not stable, I know that's a problem. So again, so it's supposed to start from where the hairline is, not where you. Richie, you have a very high hairline, right? You always had a high hairline? No, I'm saying, but before that, yeah.
Yeah. You always like
that?
Yeah.
One thing
I
know,
the hair never comes back.
No, I'm looking.
We've been all those commercials.
I say you have to have it starting very high up.
It's come out not shaykh, I don't like it.
Oh, well, now he doesn't.
Yeah, but my head not shaykh.
No. So what you're supposed to have is not. You have to write a mark over there. Never take a shower like this. You know exactly.
Permanent marker.
The permanent marker. Okay. Zok, so we're holding here page Lamed Ches in the Mechaba and Sif Yud. Tzach lechavein haktitza, the three lines from the end of the page. Shetehei be'emtza. So now, till now, we were learning where, how far back, and all that. Now, you have to be mechavein that the ktitza, and the Mechaba, we turn over to Lamed Ches on base, to page 76. Shetehei be'emtza. Kedei shetehei kenegedei na'ayim. That we know. People have mirrors and people have different things that they look at. But today people look at phones. There's a mirror on the phone?
You can see when it's off. You can see the reflection.
Oh, that's... Okay. I thought you wanted to see...
See the
ahead,
come on.
You
can see exactly what's in the middle.
Really? Okay, fine.
Sit around. As a line, it says.
Okay. Okay, fine. Shtei be'emtza kadei shtei keneged ben einayim. It should be in between the eyes. That means, right, that's pashut. So you go like this. It's also an easier way than looking at anything. You just go like this and you feel it. Right? Okay. So too, the dalet, the yud in the back, whatever you, the square in the back, that should be in the middle. That means make sure, that's why people, right, when they open up the tefillin, they make sure it's even. There's a reason for that. Because then it'll be even. Then you know that you... The same way the front's going to be in the middle, so the back's going to be in the middle. Okay. Also, we'll see what that means. The mokum of the make sure it never turns over. That's a very important halacha that the kesher, people are mistaken sometimes. I'm mistaken. Sometimes over here, when you get, you don't chap that your tzuah is backwards. We'll see the mishaburus. Black on back. We'll speak about it. Okay. So 1 second. So all the mishaburus here, lamed vav. Lamed vav is on this page. Yesterday we did the other one. Lamed vav shetei be'emta, that it should be in the middle. The shavuot should be in the middle. Reicha v'reich v'lo yata oisam letzad echad. It shouldn't be bending, bent over to one side, moved over to one side. The shiskayim v'ayil the toughest bein einach. It should be between your eyes. If it's not in the center, you're not makuyim kaiyim mitzvah tefillin. So it's very sharp. But if it's not in the center, you have to keep on checking. It does move. It tends to move.
Last week, the Rebbe said it's not so important.
I said it's not as like this, but it's still. I mean, when it's in front,
the number of kaiyim mitzvah tefillin. I mean, the center is not. It's not exactly center.
That's what I said. The zayin vayit. That I was saying, not like over here. If it's a mashu over above your line, you're not yaitzev.
Because man, a part of it isn't.
That's what we were trying to say. Maybe. That was the efshe kamat. Gam lachazal gatchilish leyatfilin gedolim beyaisa. Shouldn't be too large. That was the efshe kamat shemedaken al roish. It should be tight on the roish. Gam shemenachan al makayim. It should be in this place. The meimenachan begayva roish kedin any medaken. Even if it's laying on the gayva roish kedin, but if it's not mahudik, it's not mahudik. It's not tight. Gamma Keshla, Yavi Al Makaima, the cash in the back won't be Kadin, Bayan Lael, come on, Similamid Bays, Mamalapashkasham. Shania Ka and Dalit, the back should be like a Dalit, Kishte Tsuis Yaitzes, Mitecha Kesha. There are two Tsuis that are going out from a Kesha, from the Tar, the Mata, Isis, Yaitzes Mitzat Smal, Amanechlam Shachas Rechlik, my Gaga Dalis. That's going to be like the roof of the Dalit. Isis Yaitzes Adiminim Shachas Rechlamatak, my regular Dalis. Fine. Do not be mahapach the kesher side when you make it, side when you're wearing it. So you have to be very careful to make sure that will do in the kesher. A sefer is going to make for us or anyone that knows. So he's not going to make. He's going to make sure that in the kesher the two is not bent, you know, turned over. But here we're talking about b'shas televisha. You also have to make sure now the shariyish again most of the times. It's not going to be, but shayad, many times it will be. It will be. I mean, it could be. So you have to be very nizah in that. And that's what brings us to Sifir Aleph.
Does he mean that while you're making it, you shouldn't allow it to be turned over?
That's what he's saying.
Not that it's going in wrong. Not that you're doing it wrong, right? But just as the Sifir is doing it, you should make sure it's not turned over.
Yeah. Sifir Aleph. Tzarech she'yashocha she'betzuas l'tzad chutz. The black of the retzuah should be facing outside. You should not have it turned over. Sa'adah shal yad, sa'adah shal yosh. Zakt, the mishaburus of Kotlan Lamed Ches. V'lo yishapchu. V'nishapchu, midas chasidus hu lesanes. Look how chum it is. If you're a tzuas, turn over, then there's a midas chasidus is to fast. I live the tzedakah, to give tzedakah.
Even
So what are you supposed to be makbid? V'ein lahakbid. Just what's over here, and the kibayris one time. The kibayris over here. So over here, the shalyad, you have to make sure also, like we said, it shouldn't be mishapach the tzuah. What you tie afterwards, also what's in front of you, the straps that are in front of you, ain't tzach lach with klal shalyad tzapach. Over here, you have to be makbid the chal. If you should any make a mitzvah. That's not the worst thing. The over here, what's holding the shayash, what's holding the shayad, that means chassidus to fast. That's very chum.
When did they fast? If what happened? If while they were putting on it happened, or if they chapped the middle of davening,
they chapped the middle of davening, they chapped by Krishma, that you had it backwards.
Right. So, but as you're putting it on, mistakes are normal.
Yeah, well, obviously putting it on, that's what you're straightening. But if it happened that you realize that B'shash Manasseh or B'shash Kirishma, you had it, then that's when you should fast.
The one on the neck is not a sin.
The one on the neck is not a sin.
Why, Dr. Dan, if you wore it afterwards, you get to the mitzvah.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference, because that's... Everything? Yeah, that's...
Should you say Kirishma again?
Maybe. I don't know if that's what... It says that Yimuchayiv, Midas Chassidus is the fast. Again, it's not. It doesn't happen though. It shouldn't happen. Yeah, the front, right? The hand more. The front was saying that make sure that akapanim that altnoi, you should be mapped. So some people put in the gato like this. It's safe, or your belt. Like this, it stays. I think by me, one of them go and one of them.
Advocating for your
gato? No. A belt. Same thing.
Where are you going on the show?
Yeah. I think if you have a square, then they both stay normally in the front. If you have a dalit like us, and one of them always playing around with. The left one, the left one's okay, and the right one, you have a dowel, you have a square. And the right one, you tie on your belt, and you don't catch yourself normally.
He's very focused.
Square is not a double dowel.
Square is a dot. Yeah. I'm talking about just the dot. It comes out different. The tools come out different. I don't think
we can only show they take the string and they twist it here, right? So yeah, right. And they twist it. Then over here, it always
twists. A string is possible for a tool. The full straps.
I have put him in.
Thank you.
Okay. Right, Yishalshul Haritzuyis Sheyitlu in the funnel.
What's the whole machlek is about black on the inside or not?
Yeah, we'll speak about it. Yishalshul Haritzuyis Sheyitlu in the funnel. You should be Mishalshul Haritzuyis, that it should be hanging in front of you. V'yagiyu ad hatava. It should go till yitava. It means the Haritzuyis, right, should go till your belly button, right?
Yeah.
Now that's how it should be. Oyla maila mimenu ma'at. Or it could be a little bit above that, but not too much. Fine. Zakt the Mishabura. We skipped the other ones. Ben Shayad. Hini Mishayad shu yoyesh kshumaniach yochal liray shalay ishapech layakeshev alay yaretzua. Or b'shayosh de'enu yoyesh kshumaniach shayad, you see, make sure it's not mishapech. B'shayosh, what you can't see, shumaniach savresh, you mash mishaytev mok b'yaday, you should touch with your hand from the back to the whole side, and see if it's put kiro. You don't have to put more than your tzur, doesn't have to be larger, longer than that. It can be a little above that. If you realize that it wasn't a mistake, the right side is longer than the left side. So the yamin ad hatava shall smile ad
hachaza. That's a big difference.
Ubetur kasav, oid v'yeshem shall yamin ad hamila shall smile ad hatava. So the left side is shorter than the right side. That wasn't by mistake, that was on purpose. Okay.
Is there any shear that's too long?
Too long? No. The one that's dragging on the floor is too long.
No, because he's saying ad there and ad there.
It has to be at least till there. Should be till there. Yeah. Zakt the mechaber vaitim. Reichev haretzuas shal yad v'shal reish. What's the width of the retzua? This could happen sometimes today. It's not so shchirich anymore. But amol, you saw the older people. They had, well, you see, all the tefillin, the retzuas got so narrow, right? So how much is it? Ka'ayach se'ayah lepachas. As much as a se'ayah. Okay.
It doesn't mean the hair. I mean the
policy. Yeah. In Piches Mishir Ayach Haritzuas,
it's pretty small.
V'yachvan. If it was less than the shear, what I just told you, Sai and the Ayach and the length and Sai and the width, Emeinah Maitza Acheris, you can't find other ones. Menichin Kamay Shein Achi Yimza Acheris Kashir. You yaitza without it, it doesn't have to go that long, so you'll until you find another pair, wear these. Okay, let's see the Mishabur Membeis. Ayach Sa'ira, as large as Sa'ira, Haina Bikli Pasa. It's Sa'ira with its peel. You don't need the ukits. The ukits could be sometimes very long. You just need a chita and not sa'ira. Where it gets tied, the ritzuas get crushed. So it's very interesting. He's telling you crushed is a problem. So many times you have to get new ritzuas because over here it's used to getting crushed and it's smaller than the shear. No, you have it, don't worry. Okay, when was the last time you got your ritzuas? La mitzvah? You can get a new one. You got a new one here. So then it's probably going to be good enough. They make it a lot larger because of that. But that's where it could be a problem that it's niskamta, it's a chiddush. By tzitzis we said that doesn't take away from the shear. But by tefillin we're saying that would take away from the shear.
So thick today that it's going to be wider anyways. Right, even if it's folded over a few times.
You just remember the old tefillin, the old tzuos.
Right by the
keshes,
this count.
Yeah.
That's where it's been.
Yeah. Weiter. Manichan, if you don't find any others, you just wear this. If you're stuck, you should wear these. Right. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara says, that if it's less than the Shiv, Arich B'Shal Yad, Haniskal El B'Siv Ches, that if it's less than the Shiv, Arich B'Shal Yad, which is that it can't get even to the fingers. Yenich B'li Brach, Yishbun Amalai Brach, Yish K'day Lifshet, At Etzba, Tzirida, Hakrichas Em Akron, if you could get to the fingers, even though you're going straight, without doing the seven kriches, that's not makar. Uba'ayach etzur shal rosh, kasabat zechem, nidavkim yesh chutz v'masha makar v'yesh akaponim kashir shnei tvachim. If besides the kesha goes down two tvachim, that will be okay. Lavach yinichim lay bracha. Without that, don't put it on with a bracha. Ula inyin reicha v'etzuz, the wither etzuz, shiyan shal rosh, shechmer gamke, dem loya rak, kede oyach achita yinichim lay bracha, ayin sham, if it's only kede achita, put it on without a bracha. Inyin mahani l'sakim v'etzuz, and the commandment said the similar Gimel will speak about it. Fine. Zok the Mechabe Vaita. Tvilin Shal Reish Toiv Liyaz Guluyim V'Nir. The Tvilin Shal Reish should be open. You shouldn't have your talus covering it. Avol Talam V'Nir Rabbe Ein Derecheretz L'Galiz Tvilin B'Fonav. But the Talam in front of his Rebbe, it's not the Derecheretz to have your Tvilin open. Zok the Mishabur Toiv Liyazam L'Chsiv V'U Kol Amei Oetz. That's what it says by Tvilin Shal Reish. The Tayyib Shagama Keshi in Megula. The tie should be open. Well, they know you can't. Well, the Maestro not know that the tie should be open also. David, after my Mechus Lagami Yossi, even David. Just goes till the Tvilin's not a problem, but when it covers it, it's a problem. No, most of the time, it's not going
to
cover it.
This is a steer to what we learned that you should have your head covered with the talus, no?
No, till here.
No, but we just have the
Tayyib Shagama. Oh, yeah. Keshi
on the back.
Yeah, that's a good issue. And we have a hole in the talus. Yeah, in derech chet, shatvil nim derech covered. Because if you're all kalamot, when derech chet, lahash v'satzman l'rabbi, you'd be mechabed yourself in front of your rabbi. Okay, and yichas oisim b'talus, because you should cover the tvil nim shal reish with the talus when you're in front of your rabbi. The Maya says, Dr. Mo, v'shal yad, ain lahakbid, shal yad, you're not mechiv to your makbid, and guliyam and mechusim, v'nil yad, achshav shem anichim, al zman kishim, and tvil ha'afil ha'tam v'nei rabbi, yochel legalis, apa shal reish, v'chein aminig, Shalai Lizar, that if the Talmud of the Rabbi has his Tefillin Shoresh open, uncovered. Ein la'akim v'kamon k'tchil t'ev yesach ha'saisim v'em gluyim pirish shem nikru v'ribs b'gad v'lesen ba'aval asla nicham ala begad v'kanal v'sif hei. So the only thing we have to discuss is legabe black ritzus. Because he started saying that you have to make sure that the black is on the outside. So the shayla is... What? He died the other side. The shayla is...
It's not the same color, the inside dye as the outside. I have a dye on both sides, and the outside is shiny, and the inside is not.
That's because the leather. The leather on the outside is... They dip in the whole thing. So what's the maila? What's the chasaron? The maila is, which we'll see later, that if it gets brown... These don't get brown. They don't lose its color on the outside. Because the mamash could become possible. So that's where they started this patent. Also, there's a shayla on the sides if it needs to be. Because they just dipped the whole thing in.
Well, so it's a Rambam. The Rambam says that even though it's much more expensive, it's good to do it.
The shayla is, we'll speak about it more later on. The shayla is if it's a went away from the Sayyid or not. The Yashav, we'll get to it in Mitzvah, but that's it.
Not to do it.
Not to do it. Say, really? Yeah.
I have a black one.
Interesting. Was it around those days?
He wants to stop my father.
So you don't do it?
It was very expensive to do it. That